The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Prepare the escape pod for a launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
You will.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state-of-the-art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod has settled into orbit again for a look at the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unreservedly geeky. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your tour guide as we relive what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1972, NASA launched a trailblazing interplanetary explorer on its way to Jupiter, Pioneer 10.
Jupiter, 1,000 times larger than Earth, distinguished by glowing yellow, orange, and blue-gray stripes, it appears to have its own internal energy source, and is so massive that it is almost a small star. We launched a spacecraft toward Jupiter. Called Pioneer 10, it's still a quarter of a billion miles away from this largest planet in our solar system. As it flies by Jupiter in late 1973, its cameras and sensors will return the first pictures and data ever recorded at such a close range.
The fastest man-made object in history at the time it was launched, Pioneer 10 was boosted to 32,000 miles per hour and became the first human spacecraft to plunge through the asteroid belt, a trip that some believed it wouldn't survive. And it was the first to visit Jupiter up close in 1973. In 1978, Soyuz 28 lifted off from the Soviet Union, carrying the first Czechoslovakian cosmonaut into orbit for a visit to space station Salyut 6. Cosmonaut Vladimir Remek was the first space traveler not born in the United States or the Soviet Union. In 1983, the Soviets conducted an unmanned test of their system to add new modules to a space station, docking the Cosmos 1443 module to Salyut 7. This successful experiment paved the way toward Mir and the International Space Station. In 1983, a new audio technology appeared in the Western world, having already made a splash in Japan, the compact disc. In development since the 1970s, the first players and the first commercially released CDs were incredibly expensive compared to modern prices. In 1995, Space Shuttle Endeavour lifted off to spend 2 weeks in orbit, stargazing.
We have booster ignition and liftoff of Endeavour on a voyage to view the universe.
Houston, now controlling.
The Astro Experiment Package was a series of telescopes mounted in the shuttle's cargo bay and controlled from equipment installed inside the shuttle. Some astronomical observations were performed in tandem with the Hubble Space Telescope, even though it was nowhere near Endeavour's orbit. Dr. Seuss himself, writer and illustrator Theodore Geisel, was born today in 1904. He taught us to like green eggs and ham and so much more. Actress Barbara Luna was born in 1939. She was the captain's woman in Star Trek, and that was just fine. Lou Reed was born today in 1942. He changed the sound of what you listen to. And a happy birthday to Gates McFadden, born in 1949. As Dr. Crusher, she sometimes lost her mind.
If there's nothing wrong with me, maybe there's something wrong with the universe.
Daniel Craig was born in 1968. He's been playing James Bond of late. Actor Alexander Armstrong was born in 1970, with a future playing Sarah Jane's computer, Mr. Smith.
Greetings, Mr. Smith.
It's good to see you, K-9. Will you be staying here now?
Affirmative.
Oh, good.
On this day in 1982, writer Philip K. Dick died. Many a reader who loved head trips cried. In 1967, Spock got happy, the Enterprise crew got lost, and Captain Kirk got a little bit upset.
Captain's log, stardate 3417.3, Omicron SETI 3. We had expected to find no survivors.
These people shouldn't be alive.
Is it possible that they're not?
This is Layla Colomi, our botanist.
Lieutenant, put me through to Admiral Comac in Starfleet.
Oh, I'm sorry, Captain. I can't do that.
I said get back to your station.
No, sir.
This is mutiny, mister.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Spock.
Yes, what did you want?
We're evacuating.
No, I don't think so.
The episode This Side of Paradise premiered. In 1982, a legal victory by Atari meant that Magnavox had to pull the Odyssey 2 game KC Munchkin off of store shelves. A judge had decided the Munchkin was too similar to Pac-Man, a game to which Atari had exclusive cartridge rights. KC Munchkin became an instant collector's item, but as one of the best-selling Odyssey 2 titles, it was never really in any danger of being rare.
When you're hungry for real excitement, munch. When you're hungry for fast action, munch. With Odyssey's new KC Munchkin video game, it's eat or be eaten as you chase through mind-boggling mazes, gobbling up coins. And when you're hungry to step up the challenge, munch. Odyssey's computer keyboard lets you program a myriad of mazes all your own. Nobody else's maze game does that. KC Munchkin, available now. Programmed by you.
In 1984, it was a TARDIS mass exodus as the shape-shifting chameleon robot was destroyed and the Doctor's companion Turlo made his final regular appearance in part 4 of the Doctor Who story, Planet of Fire.
My exile is being rescinded.
I'm pleased for you.
Doctor,
I shall miss you.
I don't want to go, Doctor. I've learned a lot from you. But I have to go back to trial. It's my home.
Better to go back while you're a bit of a hero, eh?
Thank you for everything, Doctor. Look after him, won't you? He gets into the most terrible trouble.
And in 1985, it was the last call for Patrick Troughton as the second Doctor.
My word, that's a mess. Take you quite a while to put that back together again.
That will not be necessary. Jamie.
After you, Doctor?
Oh, no. After you, Jamie.
Bye, Perry.
Bye.
Doctor?
Jamie, and keep an eye on the old gentleman, will you? Do try to keep out of my way in future and in past. There's a good fellow. The time continuum should be big enough for both of us. Just.
Troughton made his final Doctor Who appearance prior to his tragic death in part 3 of The Two Doctors. In 1994, things aboard Babylon 5 went from bester to worse as the dreaded Psy-Cop made his first appearance in the episode Mind War.
Just 50 quarters to search. Good. That should help narrow it down. Anatomically impossible, Mr. Garibaldi. But you're welcome to try. Anytime, anywhere.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's expanded guide to Doctor Who on TV from 1963 through 2011, 4.1 second edition, is now available. Over 400 pages catching you up on the time-traveling mythology of the longest-running science fiction series in TV history. You can get it in print or ebook form. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com's store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook of your escape pod was written and produced by Earl Payne.